From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump has officially withdrawn the United States from the 12-nation Trans-Pacific Partnership Pacific Rim Free Trade Agreement, calling it a great thing for the American worker. The TPP was signed by the Obama administration but never ratified by Congress. White House spokesman Sean Spicer defended the action.
When you enter into these multinational agreements, you're allowing any country, no matter the size, any one of those 12, including us, to basically have the same stature as the United States in the agreement. So we're basically on par with some very small companies who are getting access to an amazing market, the United States, and in return, we're negotiating at the lowest common denominator.
Therefore, he said, bilateral trade agreements are more beneficial to the U.S. Australia's Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull said he hopes to revive the concept of TPP with other member states, possibly including China.
We want to have more opportunities with more markets. We already have a China-Australia free trade agreement. Certainly, there is the potential for China to join the TPP.
Meanwhile, Mexico's president said he hopes to negotiate bilateral trade deals with the U.S. and Canada. Given Mr. Trump's criticism of the 23-year-old NAFTA free trade agreement, which he wants to renegotiate or withdraw from. Gambia's new president, Adama Barrow, Monday announced his vice president, Fatoumata Tambajong, a former U.N. employee instrumental in organizing the opposition, to longtime ruler Yahya Jammeh. Mr. Barrow still is in Senegal. His return to Gambia remains uncertain. Jammeh, who refused to accept defeat from the December election, left the country late Saturday and is reportedly in Equatorial Guinea. Mr. Barrow has accused him of taking millions from the country's treasury before leaving. This is VOA News. Syrian ceasefire talks, sponsored by Russia, Turkey, and Iran, continue in the Kazakh capital Astana between the government and opposition. The negotiations focus on cementing a nationwide ceasefire, a truce that has largely held, although rebel representative Islam al-Rais accused the government of repeated violations.
We are still watching the regime for violating the ceasefire and making more massacres and more crimes. And until now, there is no ceasefire on the ground. We are here to see a ceasefire, unless there's no need to talk or to go further for a political transition or whatever.
A joint communique being drafted reportedly would commit Russia, Turkey, and Iran to fight Islamic State and Jabhat Fateh al-Sham, formerly Nusra Front. They would also set up a mechanism to monitor compliance with the ceasefire. Forces allied with Yemen's government of President Abdrabbo Mansur Hadi Monday fought their way into the Red Sea coastal city of Al-Mocha, pushing out Shia Houthi rebels. The capture seen as depriving the rebels of a weapons lifeline. The U.S. Senate Monday confirmed the nomination of Congressman Mike Pompeo as the next director of Central Intelligence. Pompeo was sworn in shortly afterward by Vice President Mike Pence, who lauded the work of the Intelligence Committee.
They have the admiration of the President of the United States and the gratitude of the American people, and I know they will be greatly benefited by the wealth of experience and character that you will bring to this leadership role.
Pompeo, the third cabinet official of President Donald Trump to be confirmed by the Senate, Defense Secretary James Mattis, Homeland Security Secretary Jack Kelly, were given the green light on Friday. The Indian Army said Tuesday that three militants were killed in two gun battles with security forces in Indian-controlled Kashmir. A police spokesman suggested that they came from the Pakistan-administered Kashmir. The UN Security Council has stepped up its demand for a halt in the fighting in South Sudan, including deployment of a regional force to buttress the 12,000 UN peacekeepers on the ground. The council also expressed concern that while the fighting continues, there are denials of humanitarian access to parts of the country. Doctors Monday said the health of former U.S. President George H.W. Bush, suffering from bacterial pneumonia, is improving. He has been moved out of intensive care. Meanwhile, his wife Barbara, who has been treated in recent days at the same hospital, has recovered and was discharged. Former world number one golfer Tiger Woods, plagued by injury for months, announced Monday his return to the professional golfing circuit with an appearance later this month at the Farmers Insurance Open in California. He has committed to other tournaments, including February's Desert Classic in Dubai. The 41-year-old Woods has not played an official muddy event in 18 months. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.